tonight on the phone, we got the one and only Ohio State Senator Nina Turner.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Senator Turner, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky and the crew. Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning. We turned up this morning.
Yeah, I see that. I hear that.
Glad
I hear that. I don't see that. I hear that.
Glad to have you on the show.
Glad to be back with the family.
I am excited today because it's the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.
Yes.
And I'm just really excited about it. 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah. So I mean, where were you during that time? And, you know, even if you weren't born or whatever. What
Yeah, that's born. What I was doing, Ricky. I was not born.
Yeah, I wasn't born either. Okay. I don't want to put you out there like that.
But I got great respect for the people who were.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What does that speech mean to you, and how you connect it to now?
That we owe a debt. You know, that we owe a debt that we may never ever be able to repay. You know, Generation X is the first generation to benefit from the civil rights movement and all that our foremothers and forefathers have done. So we have a debt that we may never ever be able to repay, but we ought to put a down payment on it. And the way we put a down payment on the debt is to making sure that our children are educated so that they live out their greatest greatness, making sure that we don't allow people to steal one of the greatest pillars of our democracy, which is the right to vote. Make sure that we respect one another, we take care of our elders, that we give back to the Rainbow Coalition of Humanity. That is how we put a down payment on the debt, and it's time to start putting the money down.
Right. So there's a big march going on today. You know how powerful it is, the fact that here it is 50 years later, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, and to have a President Obama to be one of the speakers today, to have a black president, and it reflects back to everything that Dr. King was talking about when he actually gave the speech. And here we are with a black president.
Absolutely, Ricky. And as Professor Melissa Harris Perry posted on her website today, is that on August 28th, 1955, Emmett Till was murdered. August 28th, 1963, the March on Washington. August 28th, 2008, our president accepted the Democratic nomination to be president. August 28th, 2008. And then this year, on this day, that President Barack Obama will be speaking on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. It is absolutely powerful, and it is a day that we should never forget. So although this is the 50th anniversary, every year after this, we need to keep our eye towards August 28th as a reminder that we have so much more work to do to make sure that Dr. King's dream and the dreams of so many of our foreparents whose names don't often make the headlines, that we remember what they were fighting for.
And one of the things that really just Valerie Jarrett told me that the president has written his own speech because it was so dear and so personal. No speechwriters was involved. So this airs tonight at 4 p.m. on MSNBC Eastern Time. So make sure y'all watch it. If everybody need to watch this program that MSNBC is going to be doing this special. So I'm really excited about it. Special coverage on the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington today, following President Obama's remarks at about 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So MSNBC will present the Dr. Martin Luther King's entire I Have a Dream speech. Make sure you watch it. Are you going to be doing any of those shows today?
And no shows today, Ricky. We have a big remembrance ceremony going on here in the city of Cleveland. But I want to say I'm glad you're encouraging your listeners to watch this, but they need to watch it with their babies, because we have so many young people who don't understand how we got over and how our soul needs to constantly look back and wonder how we got over. We got over by the blood, sweat, and tears of our foreparents who fought this battle, people like Mega Evers, who gave his life for the cause, Dr. King giving his life for the cause, Malcolm in a different kind of way, but gave his life for the cause. Fannie Lou Hamer, who was locked up and jailed only because she had the audacity to try to go register to vote in Mississippi. People who gave their lives for the cause. We cannot sit idly by and allow in the 20th century, 2013, folks are trying to take away our rights to vote, our access to the vote. And if you are of a different ethnicity, if you're a little brown or a little black, they don't want you to vote. If you are poor, they don't want you to vote. We got to make sure that we come together as brothers and sisters and make sure that we never go back to a time in this country's history where certain groups of people are treated like second-class citizens. We are all better together. So, Ricky, I want folks to watch this with their children and juxtapose what our president is going to say to what Dr. King said when he said that I have a dream. We are realizing his dream every generation, but there are those forces that seek to take us back. We cannot allow them to take us back. Every generation is obligated to advance the cause of social justice and freedom, Ricky. This stuff is real. They are trying to steal the right to vote. We got to make sure it doesn't happen. Jobs, we got to make sure that people who work have the opportunity to live a good life, not a halfway decent life, but a good life, that they are able to reap the fruits of their labor. Everybody does not run the race at the same pace. And we got to have empathy for one another and help our brothers and sisters get over of all ethnicities, all genders, Ricky. I'm fired up about this today.
I'm fired up about it, too. And some of the things that they are doing, as a matter of fact, Colin Powell, who's a Republican, gave a speech in North Carolina.
Yes.
Getting at them about some of the things that they are doing to try to deny people the rights to vote. What's some of the things in particular that's going on that they're doing, some of the tricks and scandals that they're doing?
Well, states like Texas and North Carolina, where they're suppressing the vote through the law, through laws within 72 hours of the Supreme Court decision to strike down a portion of the Voting Rights Act, states like Texas and North Carolina got to work through the legislature to try to turn back the hands of time, try to stop students from voting, to try to cut early voting days, to say that you have to have a strict type of ID. We cannot allow, even in Ohio, things are like that are going on, and to date there have been 82 voter suppression bills introduced in 31 states, including the state of Ohio. And so this is real, Ricky. Elections have consequences. These are the same folks that were elected in 2010. We have an opportunity in 2014 to turn this around in states across this country, and particularly in Ohio. And that is why I am running for Secretary of State of the great state of Ohio, to make sure that everybody has access to the ballot box. And I don't care what their political leanings are. People should have unfettered access to the ballot box, but they're doing it, Ricky, all over the country, trying to turn back the hands of time. Elections have consequences.
Let everybody know, how can you be reached, and how could they follow you on Twitter?
Well, they certainly can follow me at Nina Turner. That's NINATURNER. And as a matter of fact, Ricky, we have a petition for voting rights going on. And so if people go to at Nina Turner, they can click the link and please sign on to this petition to show that you are standing up for the right to vote. They can Instagram me at Nina Turner Ohio or Facebook NinaTurner.OH.
There it is. Big sister, love you.
Love you more, Ricky, and the crew.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Same to you.
Hey, man, one of my favorite people in the world, Ohio State Senator Nina Turner. Y'all, one time.
Yes, yes, yes.